You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Kennedy's back. Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. We're streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy had surgery on Friday, her second surgery after the breast cancer diagnosis. They went in the first time, and after they checked what they took out, the margins
they
were
left
not
a little behind
yes.
by accident.
Yeah, and so back in on Friday for the surgery. Mr. X did come to town, which
he
I'm sure
did.
Was nice. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I don't know. I feel still kind of a little bit out of it, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm. Little groggy, woozy.
Yeah. and it hurts.
Yeah.
But one of the things she was able to tell me, because I had to get that MRI, two weeks ago? I can't even tell time anymore. Because they had thought they'd saw something on the other side, but when they did the MRI, they found a lot of fluid in the left side, and she said that that could be why I was, like, in a lot of pain this last time around.
Mm-hmm.
So she was able to drain that out, and tried to, like, we put, like, a lot of gauze and stuff to try and keep it mushed together for the first few days, so that hopefully that fluid wouldn't build back up in that cavity, because that's just what your body wants to do. If there's an empty space, your body wants to fill it up. It's just, we're always looking for stasis inside of our bodies. And so
science.
I don't know how much of that will work, how much won't, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm also at the point that I can't they want you to take
it's fine.
You go between the acetaminophen and the ibuprofen, you know, every 4 hours. And after about 4 days of that, my stomach usually says, "Uncle," and that's where we are now. So I really can't take anything right this second, just because it's making me sick. So, you know, we just suck it up and we move on.
Yeah.
Rub some dirt on it.
We rub some dirt on it, put a little Windex on it. We're good to go.
How you doing brain-wise?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
You know, it's just a hard thing to, like, you know, I'm grateful that what happened is small and, you know, for the most part, isn't like changing the way my body looks. But when I took off the first round of bandages, you know, it looked a little lopsided, and I was kind of like, oh.
Did Mr. X reassure you?
He doesn't care.
And he's like, all boobs are good boobs.
Pretty much. Well, mine.
Yeah.
Not all. Although we do love all beautiful things.
I'm just saying, it's like pizza. There's no bad pizza.
No, 100%. He doesn't care. I don't care. But at the same time, it's like, it just gets you, you know, just a little bit. And as I say, I'm grateful that I have all my parts and pieces and I didn't have to have them completely taken off and redone and all of that. But I'm glad it's done. I'm glad it's over.
Right.
I'll just be really happy when this whole chapter is over.
Sure.
Because I'm exhausted from it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. And I know. So I have a checkup appointment that'll be next week. And then And then hopefully I'll roll right into radiation and I can be done with that.
Are you going to be good to go to New York?
I hope so.
Tomorrow?
I mean, I'm planning on it.
Yeah, okay. I was concerned
about. I haven't packed. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet, but
right.
I really haven't thought about it at all.
Uh-huh.
I've just had other things in my brain, but
yeah. Kennedy and I are going to New York tomorrow for the National Association of Broadcasters convention, where they are hosting the Marconi Awards. If you had not heard, we're up for Radio Personalities of the Year.
Yeah.
And so Kennedy and I are going with the bosses, and we're taking the train. And all I could think about was just Kennedy on that vibrating train for 3.5 hours.
Too bad.
I'm riding on the Acela for the first time, so I don't know what it's like.
It's one of my favorite ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's very nice and peaceful.
But I was just thinking of you being stuck on a train for 3.5 hours.
I think it's better than pressure. from an airplane.
Oh, yeah, that might be a good point, too. That's actually an interesting point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's just so much easier to take the train. You just roll up and you get on the train and off you go. Yeah.
Right.
None of this waiting in line business and stuff like
it
that.
Might be good to get your mind off of it, too, like getting into this to New York City for a day and a half.
I do love this city, but there is not a whole lot of downtime.
We don't have a lot of time.
We have, in fact, no downtime. Yeah. So
we get there, we go to the...
Get there, get dressed, turn around, go to the thing, go back, up, go to go bed, work, wake up, go to work, come
back. Get back on the train. Yes.
I am so glad that you are back and that you are healthy and that Melvin has been evicted, hopefully, for good.
That word has been banned. You're not allowed to use that word, Dan.
We're banning it. But I appreciate you very much. Mm. Yeah. So I feel really good about all the rest of it. I'm sure we're all done, everybody. And I just want to say thank you to everybody at Beth Israel Deaconess in Needham, where I had my surgery. Mm-hmm. Everybody there is so nice. They took such good care of me. They're so kind to me. They heard me laughing and came around. They're like, I heard you were back.
I'd recognize that laugh anywhere.
Because most people are cranky when they're having surgery, which is wild. Mm. Why would you be cranky? You get to have a really lovely nap.
Anybody trying to challenge you to a game of Campy Kennedy while you're in there?
No, not at all.
I get 5 out of 5 in my car.
Not at all. I was just trying to keep it light and just being like, when do I get the Valium shot?
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.